Arena Blues. What a win!
I need professional help.
Sports betting weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports betting weekly.
What a win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. Happy Easter, everybody. It's Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. out here on the West Coast, and it's time to hear from the public. We're coming to you from the WatchEveryGame.com studios. If you're thinking about paying for the MLB package, stop right there. Baseball, NHL, NBA, UFC, it doesn't matter. Basic cable and the WatchEveryGame.com box is all you need. And we can't forget what Vicky says. I can hear, don't forget about the movies. It's watcheverygame.com. I'm Johnny D, filling in for second half Chaz, who's in the garage this weekend. We also have Steve on the board, and everybody's up early. We have the original Slopster. Sloppy's here in the studio. It's Shutdown Corner. Tommy's with us. We've got it all covered and ready for a big show. Chaz left me about 10 pages of notes for today's show, but... Anyway, we've got it all covered. We're ready for callers over the next 60 minutes. We're going to cover as many games with as many opinions on as many different sports as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public thinks. Here's the number, 858-202-0034. As always, callers wanted, winners preferred. Good morning, guys. Hi, Sloppy.
Hey, Johnny D. Good to have you in here.
Hey, good to see you, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, sports bettors?
All right, let's bring the heat. Ready to hit the phones. Looks like Tom Vasco from Virginia
Vasco.
Is on line one. Good morning,
good
Tom.
Good morning, and happy Easter, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Good to have you.
Gosh, right now I think the Cinderellas are pretty much gone. Of course, I don't consider Syracuse a Cinderella. It seems like Boeheim and the tournament seemed to go hand in hand, but I got a few opinion on the games, and I'd like to start off with, I've been missing the boat on Oregon. I know, Johnny, you've been on them just about every week going back to the conference tournament, and I hope I'm not too late to jump on the bandwagon, but I like Oregon to take care of business. The only one that I would consider maybe a minor upset would be, you got Kansas and Villanova are red hot right now, but I think I'm going to take Villanova on the money line on that one. And I think the boys and the men are going to be separated in the ACC battle. I think UVA is peaking, and this is strange. I don't even think they're playing their best right now. I still think they have a little bit more room for improvement. I'm going to take the -8, and I think North Carolina is also going to take care of business. So that's how I'm seeing the tournament.
Good picks there. Yeah, we Tommy and I were just at the Sweet 16 in Anaheim, and we saw the Ducks live and in person, and I was pretty impressed with their pure athleticism and the speed of that team. Sloppy, we had plenty of time to talk about all the big games, but you got a take?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Pac-12 has kind of shown they're a little bit soft, sort of some of that first round exits they've had. I'm worried about this game when it comes to Oregon. Yes, I think they're athletic, but I do think Oklahoma is going to push him around a little bit. And the player of the year on the other side, you always got to be careful with him when Buddy Hield.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think this is my favorite matchup. I was thinking of this game, and this game reminds me of a fight back in at Yankee Stadium, 1973, Ken Norton and Muhammad Ali, 15-rounder. This one's going to go down to the last few seconds. Whoever has enough left in the tank will get the win in this one, I think. But
Norton got jobbed in that fight. He won that fight.
Yeah, a lot
were
of
you guys there?
That.
Well, but I lived 7 miles from there.
But anyway, this Oklahoma-Oregon game, it's a 6:09 tip-off East Coast, 3 o'clock out here on the West Coast. And, yeah, two of the very best players in college basketball. And, yeah, I can't wait. My DVR is set. So we got another caller. Let's head out to Hector in San Diego. Good morning, Hector.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope, Chaz, you're feeling better. And I don't know, I was so torn with this Oregon-Oklahoma game, too. I mean, part of me wants Oregon to win, my heart, because they beat Duke, and I hate Duke, and they're the evil empire, so they did me a favor. And like you guys said, they're really athletic. But I think Oklahoma just playing, having to play teams like Kansas twice a year and all the competition, that they're, not that the Pac-12 doesn't have good teams, but they don't have nearly as good teams as the ones that Oklahoma has to play every year. So I think that's kind of a preparation for them for the tournament. And I'm torn, but I'm going to have to go with Oklahoma on this one. Anybody there agree with me or no?
I got to say that, yeah, we have two of the best players in college basketball playing. Oklahoma has, well, they have four or five guys who've started over 100 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's, you know, it's going to be a doozy.
And Oregon's young. And Tommy, I know you've got a little take on this too. I think he might be on Oklahoma as well. But I think Oklahoma does win this game outright. I actually like both money lines in the Villanova-Oklahoma.
Do you know what the current line is for that game? I didn't check it.
1.5, I got it.
Yeah, Oklahoma is plus 1.5. Yeah. So if you're going to take them, you might as well take them on the money line, because if they're going to win by one, they'll win by 1.5.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You got it.
Appreciate the call, Hector.
Thanks,
Hector. Anytime, man. Hey, maybe a little hockey action from our guy from Vegas. I think we have Wes on line 3. Morning, Wes.
Hey, what's going on?
Good.
How was your week?
Yeah, it was great. A little Sweet 16 action in Anaheim. Still a little tired.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
How about yourself? How's your world going, Wes?
It's been going pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good. It's a weird time for hockey. You know, there's 7 games left, and it's trying to figure out who's gonna play and who's not, because there's a few teams that are in it that have clinched already. But there's 2 games that I like. They're actually today. I like St. Louis. You don't have to lay any points. They're going to Washington. I think Washington's 1 game away, or 1 win away from clinching the President's Trophy. And St. Louis has this track record the last few years. They win the last, you know, 7 to 10 games, and they just go into the playoffs on fire, and then they have an early exit. St. Louis just clinched a playoff spot yesterday. They got 2 shutouts in a row. I think they're going to go into Washington and win tonight. Outright, and they're an underdog. I think it's about plus 155, depending on where you go with that one. And then I like the Blackhawks coming off of four game layoffs. They pretty bad loss, gave up 4 goals in the first period on Tuesday night. They're getting one of their best defensive forwards back in Marcus Krueger, and their lines are pretty set now. They're healthy. They're not going to come off of a loss like that 4 days ago. With the layoff and not win big tonight. Lay the 1.5 on the Blackhawks tonight and take the Blues. Parlay them together. I think it's easy money on both games.
Beautiful stuff there, Wes. You've given us a lot of winners. People keeping score at home, write those down. St. Louis and the Blackhawks, NHL. Hey, appreciate the call, Wes.
Yeah, take care, guys.
All right, have a great weekend. Okay, so... yeah, you know, it's this tournament. A lot of people agree that last weekend's opening round was the best ever in NCAA tournament history. Talk about buzzer beaters. They keep coming, too. I mean, I just cannot believe the great basketball we've seen. And we have another game to really talk about a little later, Villanova and Kansas, another 1-2 seed. These are 2 teams that have cruised through the tournament, blowing out teams. And something's got to give today. Villanova shot 62%. from the floor in Rockin' Miami Thursday. And the Jayhawks have been on a mission with their senior Perry Ellis leading the team. He dropped 27 on Maryland. I've got Kansas 2.5-point favorites, fellas.
Yeah, the same one I talked about earlier. The way Villanova's been shooting the basketball in this tournament is just unreal. I think you said 62% from the field. I think it was 67 from three-point land. I think they ended up 10 of 15 in that last game.
Yeah, right.
Their defensive pressure is unreal. I think Villanova is on fire right now, and I'd be worried to take Kansas in this game. I actually like Villanova, and that's another one I'd take the money line on and take maybe that Oklahoma-Villanova money line parlay. Tommy, what about you?
Yeah, you know, I have Kansas winning the whole thing. You know, I really do. And if I think
Michigan State.
I did too. I had Michigan State too.
I didn't have Michigan State. I had them making the Final Four, though. Yeah, I can't just take the whole thing, so I got to go with them today. I like Oklahoma, so Kansas minus the 2 over to 145. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I do like that over. Probably looks pretty good here with the way that both those teams have been shooting. I think it's going to be a real fast-paced game.
And the over in the Oklahoma game is another one. It's 152. Those teams, they don't sit there and wait for the perfect shot like Duke does.
I worry about Oregon. I think they've Oregon's kind of relying on that three-point shot right now, and when they're off, obviously they get smoked. So, I mean, I'm worried about that. If they're on again, though, absolutely.
They don't make mistakes.
Yeah. We should mention that three-pointer Dylan Brooks hit to push the game over for a winning ticket for Tommy there.
That was pretty great. Yeah. Dribbling out the clock, throw one up. What the heck?
The nonchalant three-pointer. Yeah, a lot of people screaming.
And the best thing about it was the guy next to me had the under.
Hey, one thing I should mention, second half Chaz will be joining us a little later. But earlier in the week, he did a four-team money line parlay on
five
the number
team.
One seeds, and he cashed. Yeah, he had a big day yesterday, a couple of grand.
One man's bad beats, another man's cash.
Yeah, so do we have lines on the other games for Sunday out yet?
Yes, they are.
Okay, we have Syracuse and Virginia. What do you got?
Syracuse is +8. Virginia's -8. The over-under is 124 for the game.
Okay, how about Fighting Irish and Tar Heels?
North Carolina is -10, over-under 156.
Wow.
Actually, North Carolina scoring 100 themselves.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to break these games down and talk about the other game some more. We've got some Kentucky Derby prep races. Today's World Cup Day, Dubai World Cup Day, the big richest day of the year in horse racing with $30 million in prizes. And I think with California Chrome's in the race. But anyway, so we'd like to get some more callers going, too. We've got two lines open, 858-202-0034. So pick up the phone, and let's hear what you got. Just had some nice hockey picks from Wes. Yeah, got a great show lined up here on Easter weekend. So, Tommy, I know you're ready to jump on these Derby prep races.
I thought you were going to say ready for an Easter egg hunt. I am.
Yeah, I looked around. Nobody hit any eggs in the studio for us. So, anyway, a lot going on today. Looking forward to a few more callers, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
Looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need sixbetsagame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, sixbetsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how sixbetsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public gives out winners every week. I'm Johnny D. We have the original Slopster Sloppy in the house. Shut down corner Tommy.
Hey,
remember, you can always post your winners on our Sports Betting Weekly Facebook page and on Twitter. I think we've got a few tweets coming in already at SB Weekly. And we're all starting out with opinions. We break these games down before they can become winners. So one thing I want to do real fast is congratulate Winston Shepherd, Trey Kell, and all the San Diego State Aztecs heading to the Mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden, New York City, for the NIT tournament. Final Four playing George Washington. I think we looked that up Tuesday night. The Aztecs are
Tuesday night, minus
playing.
3.5.
Number 69 in the nation if they win that.
All right, all right. Anyway, go Aztecs. Well, we've got some Kentucky Derby prep races we could talk about. Tommy, what are you thinking? We got a race from Louisiana?
Yeah, we have the Louisiana Derby today. It's a couple horses that I like, actually. One, Mo Tom.
There you go.
That's a horse I really like.
All right.
And there's a pick from earlier this year that Ziggy called in with, Uncle Walter, and he's 20-1. And you know what? I'm not going to take the bait this time. He's going to stay at 20-1 because I'm not going to take a nickel on him. But there's Mo Tom. He's 5-2. And then there's Greenpoint Crusaders, Vaz Velasquez, you know, probably the best jockey in the country. He's 7-2. You know, it's a million-dollar race. You know, it's and it's the last big Kentucky Derby prep for these horses. So those that need points are going to be, really whipping that horse hard down the stretch.
It's on my bucket list. I'm dying to hit the Kentucky Derby one year.
So what happens with these? Do these guys have to win to go to the Kentucky Derby? How does this work for qualifying?
You have to get enough points. You need a certain amount of points to be able to qualify for the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
If you don't get those points, basically you have to finish second or third in a couple races to get the points. It's a 15-horse field, or sometimes an 18-horse field.
That helps us non-horse guys out to know exactly what we're looking for.
Hey, I'm interested in the World Cup race. It's California Chrome won the Kentucky Derby. I think Chrome's going off at 3-1 today. That's the richest horse race of the year, right? I think it's a $10 million prize in just that race alone. So I think that race will be going off at around 10 a.m. West Coast time. So
I'm punching it up on...
Where's that held? Dubai, is that what you said?
Yeah, Dubai. That's, That's on the bucket list, too. Not in the top 10, maybe the top 20. It could happen. So, it's exciting time of the year. Yeah, so we are waiting for a few more callers. Get some guys calling in. Expect to hear from second half Chaz. We should give him a ring. He says he's in the garage, but we all know he's up in Anaheim near the Honda Center in a suite about two blocks getting ready for the Elite Eight contest.
I hope he doesn't lose his starting spot to injury here, the old Drew Bledsoe-Tom Brady thing.
Yeah, that could happen.
That could happen here. Yeah. Johnny D's on fire already.
So, let's talk some more basketball. Looks like we have a break in the action here. Let's just go over to Sunday's games, fellas. Yeah, Notre Dame. What did they go on an 8-0 run to steal that game from Wisconsin last night? Wow.
You know, there's been a few games like that where the teams just collapsed, where they had that game locked out.
Northern Iowa.
Last night, the Gonzaga had that game. You know, you can't do that.
I mean, just
be able to handle the ball.
Inbound plays I've seen where guys just keep throwing it into the corner of the court and getting trapped and then losing the ball has happened way too many times in this tournament already, and it happened twice last night.
I guess it's got to be the nerves. 18-year-old kids throwing the ball away.
Kid from Wisconsin's a basically one of the best players out there, and he goes and throws the ball away and gives it away, and next thing you know, Notre Dame wins that game. I mean,
That kid hit 2 3-pointers in 10 seconds.
Well, he was 0 for his last 18 before that. So, I mean, he had a little confidence going into it, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a tough loss. I kind of wanted to see the Badgers advance there.
Yeah. So we've got the Fighting Irish in North Carolina. That game is tomorrow. It's 8:49 tip-off on the East Coast, 5:49 out here on the left coast. Tar Heels, 10-point favorites. That sounds a little high to me, but... Anyway, the Irish with wins over Providence and West Virginia had that big comeback win last night. Carolina's been cruising. They look pretty good. They have wins over Providence and Indiana. What do you guys think? Does the line sound pretty high to you, or does it sound
No, I think they're right about right. North Carolina right now is playing better than just about everybody, except that's not named Oregon.
I still think they're even playing better than Oregon, too, yeah. I think they're probably right now look the best in the tournament.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'd say for the line, I'd say it's a little high. It looks like most of the money's coming in on Notre Dame right now, but I'm pretty sure that'll change.
Yeah, what I like to do when I see a game like this and a line like this is I go for the first half. I bet the Heels first half and then go from there.
I went on a run this weekend. I mean, it was, I think, 4 or 5 in a row favorites first half hit, and it was just one after another for those favorites.
Yeah, I hit one Thursday. Anyway, hey, back to the phones. Looks like Jonathan's checking in from San Antonio, Texas. Good morning, Jonathan.
How you guys doing, guys? Been
good.
A while.
Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah. And this tournament, I started off the tournament really well. The last couple weeks, the last couple of rounds haven't gone my way. But I'm gonna talk about today's game and Sunday's game. I think Oregon's probably playing the best basketball in the tournament right now, maybe besides North Carolina. Oklahoma hasn't been covering. If you look at their spread, their ATS, they're 3-7 in the last 10, where Oregon's 7-8-2 in the last 10 against the spread. So it's a -1 is what I got it at. I mean, I think you got to roll with Oregon. Oklahoma's typically, if you look at their season, they've won a lot of games, but they start out slow. If they start out slow against Oregon, they're not going to be able to come back because Oregon's just playing too good of basketball. So I'm going to be on them. I'm also going to be on Kansas. I think Kansas, I had them winning the tournament at the beginning. I kind of want to take that back now because of how North Carolina's playing, but in Oregon. But I am going to stick with them against Villanova. Villanova tends to... I'm kind of surprised Villanova is still in the tournament. They tend to have, like, really good seasons, and they kind of peak right before the tournament starts, and they tend to have early exits. I think Kansas is going to be poised to come in and win by 3 points at least. They're playing a good brand of basketball as well. Tomorrow, I'm going to be on Notre Dame +10. I think Carolina is going to win the game. But I think Notre Dame got embarrassed last time they played North Carolina. They lost by, like, 30, something like that, in an ACC tournament. So I think that tomorrow might be a little bit of a revenge game, tournament time. So I'm looking at a little closer of a game. I'm an Irish fan, so I would love for them to come out there and win. I think the 10 points they can cover, I'm just not going to say they're going to win. And then the Syracuse and Virginia game, I'm actually going to be on Virginia. I think Syracuse is having a great run. I don't think they're that great of a team. I think their matchups have favored them. Middle Tennessee State, you know, that was a big matchup for them, you know, because, you know, they played Michigan State. They weren't going to advance. So I think their matchups have favored them. I think Virginia's going to take care of them -8. So those are my four games today, this weekend.
Good job there, Jonathan. Way to break them down. Yeah, after seeing Oregon play Thursday, I'm really impressed with their speed and pure athleticism. You know, I really think basketball players are the most superbly conditioned athletes in the world. Running
hockey,
up and down the
other than
so
us,
much,
obviously.
Other than this crew here, but
poker players.
And I like the way Oregon moves the ball around too, and that half court offense. Man, you never know where the ball. You know, they get rid of the ball in like a second. Somebody else has got the ball, but. And we got some great games coming up, and Rudy was not offsides.
Good outside shooting too. Oregon just beat the ball, knocking down from outside. So,
well, let's be careful before we crown Oregon and see who they've played. Holy Cross, St. Joe's, and a very not deep Duke team. Where any other year Duke would be a top 25 team, this year not. So, Before we crown them,
yeah,
let's be careful. Let's beat a really good team first and then announce them the best team in the tournament.
I do think we're undervaluing San Jose.
It's possible,
is a really good team. I think San Jose, I'll be honest, I had San Jose going Final Four. I thought San Jose was a Final Four team. They were in my Final Four.
Oh, wow.
And if you look at that game, they were up 7.
Yeah,
up
the 7 Ducks had to come back late. So,
I think San Jose, yes, Holy Cross, they're the only one seed. They're going to play a 16 seed. That's a walkover. And I think San Jose is a very good squad. They are a little bit undervalued. So when you look at Oregon, like, oh, yeah, they only beat San Jose. Yeah. This year, San Jose, I think, was a really good squad. So,
all right.
I value that a good win.
Appreciate the call, Jonathan. I said earlier in the show, I think this is going to be like a 15-round heavyweight championship fight. Whoever has enough left in the tank to get up off the floor and get it done with nerves of steel will win this game later today. But have a great big
weekend.
Thanks,
Jonathan.
Yes, sir, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, I like Jonathan's calls. He always breaks the games down, and he brought up some pretty good points there. So, anyway.
Yeah, but he's in trouble now because all those MAC schools are done playing.
Yeah. So, anyway, it should be one hell of a weekend.
The Sycamores are playing golf.
Yeah, I can't wait. Anyway, let's talk some more about Syracuse-Virginia game. We really haven't talked too much about that. You know, that Syracuse defense, man, they just smothered Gonzaga last night. I was pretty impressed by it. The Zags had that game in the bag, and then they just kept turning the ball over.
They made plays when they had to make plays.
And the Zags had like 20 turnovers. But anyway, Cavs got it done. They beat Iowa State by 13 to get here. Wins over Hampton and Butler. And yeah, that should be a great game tomorrow too. Sunday, Syracuse, Virginia. Cavs 8-point favorites. Tip off at 6:09 East Coast, 3:00 out here on the.
That over under is low, so, and I'd probably still go under
24.
Yeah,
is that right? Okay, all right. Well, so yeah,
let's come back in the third segment and talk to Mo.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public gives us as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. I'm Johnny D, helping out. Second half, Chaz is on a road trip up to Anaheim for the Elite Eight in the garage. Rumor is he'll be checking in later in the show on most of these same stations. Hey, we're joined in the studio by Sloppy and Tommy. Morning, guys.
What do you say?
Hey, yo.
Hey, let's bring the heat. We've had Marvin from Las Vegas. Good to hear from you, Marvin. How are you? Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. How's Vegas this morning?
I know we got to switch gears to the NBA, right? So you haven't talked to Dallas for a half hour.
Yeah, we get a little wrapped up in this tournament. I think I know you like the big games. I think we got a Thunder Spurs game today.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised to see the line at 13, but I guess Greg Popovich is not going to give any kind of scouting on his team to the Oklahoma City Thunder, so he's probably going to just rest his guys in this one. And, I mean, it sounds crazy, but you got 12.5 to take a Thunder. Kawhi Leonard's not even going to play, so probably see the D-League Spurs version out there tonight. And
they're still good.
It's a very entertaining game when it comes to the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs tonight. Kind of be sad. I thought it'd be a good one, but odds makers aren't expecting much of the game, so I'm not going to disagree with them on that.
Well, I have a feeling there's another game or two you've got your eye on.
I always got a couple games, man. I'm always looking for a couple winners.
Bring the heat.
Give it
Marvin,
to us.
We're ready.
Give it to us, Marvin.
Man, I'm going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves and take them out.
They still got a team.
I know that sounds crazy, man, but 3-point dog, 6-point dog, I think, against Utah. I think I'll take Minnesota at home, and I also like Milwaukee on the money line. I'm always going to give you guys at least one or two money line winners.
There you go. Yeah. Nice, nice. Okay.
Bucks money line or plus 140 against the Hornets. The playoff-bound Hornets.
Man, you know, Milwaukee, they're a really, really gritty, grimy team at the house, man. They're going to probably Chris Middleton, Giannis, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, they got a bunch of guys just get out there and just get there and get rebounds and fight. They're going to get stronger. All they can handle, I'll probably take that one. So I'll take
home dogs.
I'll take Milwaukee, and I'll take Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, those T-Wolves are 8-2. T-Wolves are 8-2 against the spread in their last 10, so they are covering.
All right.
Yeah, man. You know, I love those money line dogs, man.
There you go, Marvin. Hey, anything else? Any last comments, questions, or parting shots at the crew?
You know, we missed Chaz this week, but I'm sure he'll be back next week. I'm sure he's going to enjoy that Elite Eight game, but who needs Chaz, man? This guy's...
Yeah, we're going to wake him up and get him on the show. Hey, we appreciate you, Marvin. You and your family have a great Easter, and thanks for the picks.
All right, guys.
Love it, Marvin.
All right, let's head out to Indiana. We've got Mo on the line. Mo, good morning.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what do you say,
Mo? Mo!
Hey. It was a late night here in Indiana as we watched the Hoosiers get spanked around by the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Still got those Notre Dame Irish, though. You're good.
Yeah.
That was the last game for a five teamer for Chaz yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
$50 five teamer. He's pretty happy last night.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, Indiana had a nice run though.
Yeah, they did. It's just when a team shoots that hot from 3-point range, there's nothing you can do.
And
North Carolina goes in now against Notre Dame. Notre Dame has a pretty bad trend of getting way behind. I don't think they can do that to North Carolina. But they did beat North Carolina December 8th back at in South Bend and then got waxed by 30 in the ACC title game. So it should be interesting to see.
Yeah, it should be a doozy. What else is going on? How's your show going on?
It's good, man. It's good. We prepare for NFL draft, and then we'll talk to some folks from the Notre Dame basketball program this week. Look for Oregon today, man. I've liked Oregon since the beginning of the tournament. I look for them to beat Oklahoma today, and I like the over in the Villanova-Kansas game. It's two teams that can score a lot of points.
Yeah, Nova-Kansas over 145.5.
Yeah, I like it. I think both teams can put up a ton of points and do it real fast, like.
All right.
Everybody must be listening to the show because while we've been here, the Oregon line is now up to 2, so it has jumped up a half point from all you callers trying to go on Oregon.
Because of my insomnia, you know, a lot of people in the East Coast and the Midwest don't watch a lot of Oregon basketball, but I watched probably 15 games a season. I like what that team does, and they were one of my final four picks, so I still like them as good as Oklahoma is. With Buddy Hield, I like Oregon today.
They haven't seen anybody like Buddy Hield yet. I'd be curious to see how they defend him and which freshman they put on him.
That kid's good. I watched him from 20 feet away the other night.
Two-time Big 12 Player of the Year. And Dylan Brooks isn't too bad either. He led the Pac-12 in scoring. Those guys hooking up this afternoon. I can't wait. I have my DVR set. Anything else, Mo, you got for us?
No, I tell you what, you guys have a great Easter, and I'm sure Chaz will be hungover. Just make sure you talk very loudly in the phone to him.
Yeah, we'll do that, man. I appreciate you, Mo. Have a great Easter.
Later, Mo.
You guys too.
All right, next caller. We got Ziggy from Rhode Island on the line. Morning, Ziggy.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hey, yeah, this is Johnny D with the crew. Chaz is up in Anaheim, but anyway, how's it going?
Good. Calling for the Louisiana Derby today. I like 157, like a 5-to-1.
Yeah, what do you think? 157. Give us the names.
I think the one was Gunrunner. The 5 is Candy Boy, and the 7's Tom's Ready. And I like the 5 Speedball. I think he might be able to do it sloppy track today.
Wire to wire.
It's my kind of track, guys.
That's it.
That's great, Ziggy. Hey, you've been helping us out a lot on the show. Everybody appreciates your calls.
You got it.
So anything else? Any other comments?
No love for Mo Tom in that race, Ziggy?
That's it. That's all I like. He's 157 and the 5-1.
You looking at the World Cup from Dubai?
No, didn't even look at it.
Going to leave that one alone? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
ready?
Thanks a lot, Ziggy.
You and the family have a great Easter, Ziggy.
Yeah,
thanks.
Too. Thanks.
Moving on, bringing the heat, we have Joe from Connecticut one more time. Hi, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Easter weekend, crazy basketball, the madness keeps marching on.
Yeah, it's March. It's March, and we got a lot of high seeds, but I guess basketball before horse racing. I heard a caller calling about Oregon. I don't know. I realize the money's pouring in on Oregon. That's why the line's tipping up. But there's something about Buddy Hield and what he's doing right now. I think he's the best player in college basketball right now. And, you know, I'm excited to see him play. Maybe it's a little bit of my fandom coming through. I really enjoyed seeing him play this season and his little run he's making. And I don't know, it's tough to bet against the best player on the floor. So I'd take Oklahoma on the floor today. I think they're about, I thought I saw they're plus 110. So you get a little bit extra if you put some money on them on the floor.
Yep. Yeah, Oklahoma, big wins over
VCU. I like
VCU,
Oklahoma, too.
Texas A&M. What do they have, five guys who've started 100 games together in a row?
Four guys have played 100 games together or something like that.
Which some people will say that's because they're not going to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. You know, with the new one and done.
They're not professional players. Mm. But yeah, it's not like Kentucky gets these guys that come in for one, maybe two seasons and head off to skip off the NBA.
And I'm not even sure Oklahoma's played that great so far in this tournament. And Buddy Hield just didn't have a great game last game, but he went for 17 and 8 and 5. So it's like, even with the other guys around him doing stuff, Buddy Hield still gets his.
You got a horse race to pick for us?
Yeah. So I looked at the Louisiana Derby today. I just heard Ziggy calling. I didn't realize the track was sloppy. That changes everything for me. I think he's right. I think the 5 is going to get loose on the Candy, my boy. I think he's going to get loose on the lead. And, of course, the 1 Mo Thomas and Tactical Speed I think will be up there. Pletcher shipping in a horse. The 3, I forget
Battery.
His name.
Battery,
yeah. He has some tactical speed with Castellano. He won't be far off. And this morning, I really like the 11, but if it's a sloppy track, I don't want to be coming from the moon. I don't want to be down 400 lengths to try to make up and win in the stretch. You know, if it's a sloppy track, I'll be looking at 1-3-5, and I'll be looking at Candy's My Boy and seeing if he could wire them at a price. I think, you know, he's an interesting horse. He got caught last time. He got tired. There's more distance here. You know, in horse racing, you add more distance sometimes, and you think, okay, like, he's going to quit earlier. Sometimes they just plot around the track, and he hangs in there.
Well, the horse, in an unmuddy track, horses don't like mud in their face, just like humans. No, nobody likes mud in their face. So if you're in front, you're not getting the mud in your face.
Yeah, exactly. You're staying clean. You know, and we see it all the time. It happens all the time, and we let these horses slip through. You know, I don't know. I'm not super excited about his setup for the race, to his previous races. But, you know, I don't see anybody else going out there with him.
I think Mo Tom's going to rate right off him like he's been doing, in every other race. He'll be right there.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, too. You know, there's a lot of nice horses in this race. This is their final prep for the Derby, so we'll see what's going on. I think the Derby Future Pool 4 is coming up on the weekend of the Wood Memorial in a couple weeks. But, you know, it's a $1 million race. There's a lot of dollars getting thrown around in Dubai today, too.
That's right.
You
like any horses in Dubai?
I looked at the races a little bit. It's always tough for me because I don't really know how the track plays. You know, I bet it once a year. I'll probably throw away a couple bucks on somebody. You know, Keen Ice is interesting to me, but I think he's just going to be down too many. It seems like I watched a race earlier. It seemed like speed was prevailing. So I don't really know yet. I think Chrome will be the big favorite. I don't think he's a super horse. I mean, he's 2 years removed from his special run.
Exactly.
But he seems consistent. You know, he might be tough to beat. Mutajib, who ran in the Derby last year, won a race out over this track. So maybe he's a horse for the course.
Quite possibly. It seems like a lot of the big jockeys went to Dubai instead of going in the staying with the local prep races. So.
Yes, there's quite a bit of money for second. I mean, if you're a jockey, you come in second in the big race, you're picking yourself up, you know, 240 grand. And if you could sneak another mountain, you know, you have yourself a nice little day there.
That's a $10 million race, $30 million on the day. The biggest day.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It sounds like Chaz's parlay right there.
Yes. We need to wake him up.
One in a million? Got it.
He's still celebrating.
Yeah. I'm sure he is.
He's probably in the hot tub.
All right. Anything else for us, Joe?
Nothing else today. I got no more losers, guys. Good luck.
Hey, we appreciate you and the call, man. Have a great time. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter, guys. Take care.
All right. So, always be cashing. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss alumni
Association. Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who is a New England Patriots fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbook all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hey, this is Sports Betting Weekly. It's all about the Elite Eight basketball, Kentucky Derby prep races. We got a lot of stuff, great stuff going on. I'm Johnny D with Sloppy and Tommy in the house. This is the championshipfootballs.com segment. That name is important. It's not a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. If your team's a winner, you can check out their autographed footballs, too. It's a cool company, great service, cool people to work with. We have a promo code for $50 off. The promo code is radio. Coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed, championshipfootballs.com. Hit the phones, and, well, look who woke up. Second Half Chaz checking in from Anaheim. Good morning.
Well, let's make sure we're clear on a couple of things. I'm not against mud in my face, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
So you're a closer then.
You like those mud pack beauty treatments. Yeah, I took one of those one time.
Yes.
After 3 days, all the mud started coming off.
Yeah. You know what? It does help the pores. It helps the pores. There's no doubt about it.
Well, how's your world going, big winner?
Well, you know, I got to talk to Sloppy because of the, first of all, you know, the San Diego State thing. The bottom line is Washington came to our house and they went home.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're a one-on-one team. Too many big play opportunities they try, and yeah, you guys just outplayed them. Well done, Aztecs.
And then you're banging that Pac-12 this year.
I just think the Pac-12 is soft. I mean, you look at all their first round exits, and maybe if Jabari Bird wasn't hurt for Cal, maybe they make a little bit of a run. But man, they just the refereeing in the Pac-12 is so soft. Once they get physical, they bow out real quick.
So while I was listening to the show, I got my winner in, but I forgot to tell you guys, and the game's already off the board.
Really?
What game?
UConn Huskies minus 31.
They're already up 17 with 3 minutes left in the first half.
There you go, baby. They don't offer first half lines on UConn Huskies.
19-2 with 3 minutes left in the game.
Under.
And that's just.
They've only given up 2 points.
2 points. It's 19-2 with 2:55 to play in the first quarter.
31's looking good. I think I'm going to parlay it with Wes's Blackhawks because think about it.
Hey, Chaz,
what a great country. How great is a country if you can parlay college women's basketball and NHL hockey?
And NASCAR. Throw in NASCAR for the trifecta.
Hey, in terms of that horse race, remember, we hit the double or Tom, the Tom, it was Mo Tom and Tom's Ready.
That's right.
We hit that exactly. That's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to do a Mo Tom, Tom's Ready. And as you know, I had a pretty good day yesterday.
Yes.
Toot, toot. I'll say, yeah. I was telling him about the money line parlay you hit.
Yeah, well, you know what? I felt it was going to be chalky, so I threw it in with the four number ones, and I came back and I did it again. They're going to be nice, and they're going to send me a little money, Tommy, but I kept a little in there, and I did it again. I did another four-teamer with the number one seeds on the money line because just in case it happens, because as you know, very seldom do all four make it to
the Final Four. It's only happened once.
So,
once.
What's the new win pay? Like 3-1, 4-1?
Yeah, 3.5-1. You know, it seemed great when I did it, but you know, when you throw in a five teamer, you're only doing that, as Mo calls it, it's the WTF money. You know, it's like when you put the big $100 bill on the table where the pretty girl is spinning the wheel.
Well, I saw that ticket. My hat's off to you.
Yeah, no, it's only happened once. 2008, I think, was the only time it's ever happened, or all four ones.
Yeah,
made it
was. It was nice. What happened was we had a situation where one game got close. One of the games got close, and then after that, it really was. Tommy tweeted me out. It was a pretty easy winner.
Yeah, you never really had to sweat pretty much any of those games that you bet.
No, the five teams I checked it this morning, they covered by 81 points.
Yeah, why don't you tell somebody you like a five-teamer?
Yeah, seriously, help a brother out.
I hate money.
I sent you the picture on Tuesday, guys. I don't know what more I can do.
Well, Chaz, we need to bring some heat on you right now. We know you're going to a game this afternoon. You still going?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going. I'm hacking a little bit. I'm going. But, here's the thing. I'm looking at, and Jonathan, you know, likes the spread. Jonathan from San Antonio likes looking at the trends. Well, you know, I tend to, once in a blue moon, I'll look at a trend myself. And the under in that OU-Oregon game, the trends are under. And I tell people all the time, it's not that they're not scoring a lot of points. It's just that the freaking house is so good at what they do. They're so good at it that the games are going under, and yet they're scoring more points than anybody else. But it doesn't matter how many points they score. It matters what the over was.
Yeah. Mm.
So I threw in another five-teamer. I figure, you know what? Can I go 10 in a row? I've done it before. Why not? I went with Oregon.
Check.
They won 7-9. And you know what? Though they covered the other night, OU had lost seven straight against the spread. Right. And, you know, and I don't really care who wins the game. I have no allegiance. I'm not a rah-rah guy. I want to cash.
Bully, bully.
And I got the under in that game. I got the over in the KU-Villanova game. I got the under in the Syracuse-UVA game. That UVA team, they got a pretty good defense.
Yeah.
And I know there's a few people, I think Jonathan was one of them, that think the Irish can play with North Carolina. I don't think so.
I don't think anybody can.
North Carolina's just killing people right now.
Yeah. So that's my five-teamer. So now you can't yell at me. I sent you the picture of the last one, and I gave you the second one on the radio.
Hey, can we go to Al?
Yeah. Can you hang with us for a minute? We got Al from San Diego on the line.
That'll work.
Morning, Al.
Good morning.
How was that Obama special?
That Obama special is still hanging around, Tommy.
Yeah.
How are glasses doing?
Roscoe's.
I got them fixed yesterday. Got a new set on.
Yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to Second Half Chaz, who won that, $1,500?
Yeah. He had hit the 5-team parlay.
Man.
Yep.
And it's not over yet.
That lady has
I'm playing with,
huh?
Playing with house money. Playing with house money.
So, Al, we're anxious to hear your takes on the games. You know, we got the doozy today, Oklahoma, Oregon.
I know. That's the team that we saw on Thursday night. And the way Oregon looked, as athletic as they look, I think they might be able to shut down Oklahoma with Bobby Hill.
I agree.
Buddy.
Everybody else is in Oregon here.
From seeing Oregon up close and personal, those guys are very disciplined, and they have a lot of athletic ability, and they can shoot. And contrary to Mike Krzyzewski telling that guy, don't shoot, shoot the ball.
Yeah, the nonchalant three-pointer.
You don't hear
end.
Oregon and discipline in the same sentence very often. That was well done.
Not very often, but from what we saw, they look pretty disciplined.
I like their speed. They just look a lot faster than all the other teams in the tournament to me.
And they're a little deeper than Oklahoma is. So I'm going to be looking for Oregon to represent the Pac-12 and go to the Final Four.
Well, I hope number 24 mixed in some chicken and waffles because that guy really needs a cheeseburger or two.
No, they were 25. Not 25. Guys,
25.
Holy
25
God.
25 looks like he's a refugee.
I saw his heart beating from 60 feet away.
Hey, I got an update.
Let's hear it.
Mississippi State has doubled their production. They have 4 points with 30 seconds to go in the first half.
Stop the game.
You're kidding. They have 4 points?
It's 32-4 with 32-4 final score first half. Have you ever seen 4 points in a half for a team?
Oh my God!
Yeah, back when Duke used to, back when North Carolina used to run the four quarters, used to see 4-2,
4-3, lowest 32-4 in college basketball history. North Carolina, South Carolina.
Wow, that's some knowledge right there. I like it.
Wow,
32-4. I'm shocked.
So, Chaz, what time are you heading over to the Honda Center?
You know what? I'm going to get check out the spa and then maybe hit a jacuzzi.
You
I think
would,
I've
yeah.
got a massage scheduled for 1:30, and then I think we got the same cab driver. Heave's coming over about 1:15 to take us over. I think the game starts at 3:07.
Okay. All right.
So good afternoon is planned for all.
What about breakfast at Roscoe's?
Now, you know what? I'm going to hold off. I'll probably hit Roscoe's again tomorrow. I don't like to double dip. You know?
Hey, maybe you could Google a Bloody Mary bar and make your own Bloody Marys. That's
there you go.
That's what I do.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to call it a day. Always be cashing, huh?
Hey, appreciate you checking
Peace out, Chaz.
Have a great buddy. Day.
Have
Al,
fun.
You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Any other comments on the games or parting shots at the crew?
whatever the under is in the Notre Dame Virginia game, that should be a good call because those two teams play great defense and their offenses could be spotty, right?
Yeah, you got the Irish and North Carolina.
Yeah, no, it'd be the Syracuse the Syracuse Virginia game.
Should have a fun time running up and down the court against the Irish.
Yeah, and you said the under in the Virginia game. That Syracuse defense really just smothered Gonzaga at the end there.
Yeah, exactly.
Couldn't believe it.
And Virginia offense already slows it down. So with that zone, it's going to be even slower.
Yeah, what's the over-under? 124?
124, I think it's at now. It was 122. Or I think it maybe was 124, now 122.
Okay. All right. Well, Al, anything else?
Nope. You guys have a great day, and I'll be watching.
All right, Al.
Thanks, Al.
Appreciate the call.
Buddy.
Yeah, this hour went by fast, fellas. I can't believe it. We got four great games to talk about. This tournament's been so unbelievable. I see a few more buzzer beaters, maybe.
We had so much basketball talk. We couldn't even get into the badminton or the curling.
The ladies pro golf tournament, the ladies lingerie football leagues getting ready to start.
Yeah,
we'll check the opening lines of that opening weekend. Anyway. Hey, you want to go around one more time? I got my three picks for today. I'd like to throw out my buzzer beaters.
Well, y'all know where I stand. I'm actually sticking to my guns. I really do like Oklahoma, and I do like Villanova. I'm just going to do a two-team money line parlay. And I think my lock of the night is over 11 drinks for Sloppy.
Okay.
Over 11 drinks.
All right.
I'll take the over on that.
It's a lock.
Okay, Tommy, we better wrap it up here.
All right, let's go with Oklahoma on the money line.